Okay, another edition of MPFL Tata Four. We Football Republic, the CARICOM, give you on top many of our podcast platforms like YouTube, Spotify, and the rest. This now episode 6 of MPFL Tata Four, and of course, like we always do, we review games we don't go down for the Nigerian Professional Football League. We preview games we go down, and of course, we look at some of the gist then where they happen inside the league itself. So, welcome to another exciting edition. Now, match day 23, 9 weeks day so, or 9 weeks the countdown to so, because we don't see action from match day 22, save for the teams we know fit play their games because of one postponement or the other. We will hit all of this today on the show. Welcome to the show. Match day 22, some surprise results, some goal fest, yeah, for some of the matches, because every time we see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 goals for inside games or inside the Nigerian Professional Football League. But we see them for match day 22, these and many more. The teams will don't go back to the top of the table, and the teams with the relegation waters, and of course, there's so many other things will happen for the league. Welcome to MPFL Tata Four. My name Nasawa Dinho, and of course, it'll be only me one day. Usually, as we take on the matter, so I will just start off with match day 22. I will start off with Swo. Make we just sharply run through some of the games we happened for match day 22. Of course, all of us really look forward to that big game, the game between Enugu Rangers and Akwa United. But unfortunately, that game, no excitement, nothing come out, just a goalless draw, draft game, one thing. How you see the games for the last match day? We'll just see.
I would say, personally, I actually expect, say, the Rivers and Abia Warriors game could give me something. But fuck shit, man. Scatter my ticket. Like, it was the, I thought it was going to be a GG for a draw, but goalless draw, it was bland. Just two people went missing, no one really played their full hand. Eguma too cautious. Imama not taking enough chances with the boys. I feel like at this time and day for this season, you get to be brave. If you're not the brave with the opportunities when you get, now sink or swim, you get, not be make just the manager kind of football. And that was what I felt like they gave to us on the day. But I go say kudos to at least the couple of persons when they shock me, like Nasarawa United. Nasarawa don't begin to score some kind of goals now this second half of the season, which is shocking. And not be one person they do, I'm not multiple persons. So okay. I feel like maybe not team effort as opposed to individual brilliance. The one also when they say shock me, and I say worry will still go score three away from home. Away.
But
if TV open mouth come, my worry was bingo again.
You go
spoil you what
you go consider the opposition at Damawa United.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
By the way, we could just still stay with that Rivers United, Abia Warriors game. Now, the first time Rivers United, they drop points at home. And Ruby, they talk about the fact, say, Imama na Port Harcourt boy. Okay, Imama don't play for some Port Harcourt sides before he move on. And the fact, say, okay, Ingo don't know Eguma and the way Eguma they play, you know, over time and all of that. So, any surprises saying that Imama be the first person who stop Rivers United their winning streak for the home games for the MPFL this season?
Actually, in truth, not really, because you know, as they talk for Paribus, I go say now the rats when we say they house, now we say they tell the one when we say they fit, say overcome. Okay. I know when we say they keep the shoes up. Okay. So I mean, Imama don't get the first football when we say Imama watch as a enthusiast of football now from that particular culture of Rivers football. You understand why? Because see, they get some places you go see, they don't get style of football. Rivers people, they get they get the way they like to play their ball. And they get giddy bobo, they get technical ball, they get one or two boys when we say they get soft light touches. And I believe say Imama don't see him for over 20 years, in fact almost 30 years. Now something when we say they used to. So it wasn't so strange. What did I expect now? Say, okay, now when we say you be like when they go fight, you say, you know, go beat me. But me, I got opportunity to beat you, I'm not gonna beat you. Yeah. So you don't block, you don't defend now. What would be your stuff in the basement? What would be the extra time you take and flash out? So I expected if a one or two trickery, they not take advantage of their set pieces enough. And I feel like they held on to the ball too long for places where I'm saying they could do them a lot of good, especially when it comes to the edges around the box. Because if you get technical play, when you say if you take advantage with free kick, or you know, make keeper vomit ball, then if you take rebound ball, I think say I could see more of things like that, but I did not. So to Jesus be their glory.
All right, to me, Moku. talk about this.
Like, now, if you're worse, I go say they carry the day shower because now you go to another man's house. So I go say for this one, Imama 1, Eguma 0.
last
if
Nagoya.
I want to read them, I see Joshua.
All right, to me, Akwa United return to the top of the table, even though they miss out on opportunity for them to at least establish a 2-point gap over Kanu Pillars because of that draw where they play against the Rangers. Rangers been get one man sent off, but that one are very close to the dying minutes of that game. We see that game on MPFL TV and all of that. Your general look on that game and the fact here, Akwa United, they still continue that small jejely movement grip on the top of the table, although they only miss some kind of chances to the widen the gap 1-2-1-2. But then your general assessment of that game.
Well, based on seeing at 0-0, really nothing to talk about. Yeah. Mm. But in as much as one talks nothing to talk about, you guys talk about the defensive nature of the two sides.
Yeah.
And there are two don't chop the least goals.
Yeah.
I think Rangers don't chop 15 goals. Akwa United, the meanest defense in the league with 12 when they don't chop. So I'm not really surprised, say they defend well and they hold their own house tight. But the truth of the matter is, I expect, I said two of them will give us goals. Last week we've been the profile Ashimene as one of the goal scorers. Then we'll be saying yes, don't they rise? Enugu Rangers still get Israel Abia. They still get some very good goal scorers. Even Olawoyi returned for that game and in play, I think almost 90 minutes.
Yeah, Ibrahim. Game. By the way, him being travel abroad, let's say go find job or something.
I don't know about that.
Ibrahim Olawe, I think he's been traveling for one or two tries. He may get one job
before. I don't know about him traveling outside, but I know saying he may get one job and they don't return to full fitness and he return to full action. So, I mean, I expect goals for that game though, but as far as now MPFL, now sometimes you could expect goals, sometimes you don't go see goals.
Yeah.
But good game, you know. The style of play from the two coaches. I don't always talk and say Kennedy Boboye no be attacking guy.
Really?
Yeah. He's
but
not...
in Plateau United side, yeah. That I think Plateau United side will win the league. They've been
even in Plateau United side, self where, well, man, no talk, yeah, but they were more defensive than more attacking, especially when they go away from home, which is understandable though.
Yeah.
But for Salisu Yusuf, a good result for them, considering the fact say their last match they play against Rivers United and lose them, and so picking points away from home now vital thing for them. Yeah. I think now they be the biggest winners for this match between them and Akwa United. But for Akwa United, like you talk, they missed the chance to stretch that lead on top of the table, and hopefully they will still keep up with this style of their play and getting needed points away from home. And based on say Kennedy Boboye and another person who don't win the league before you understand the league, I believe say they're going to sustain that push. But more don't forget say Eimba now. Right now they don't go outside of the CAF Confederations Cup. So for them, time for them now to take stock of the outstanding games, see where they fit pick points. Also, they're going to lose to Rangers, draw to FC Fanyuba, lose to Rivers United. They got to stop them now if they want to return back to the continent. So, I feel say we're still there for very, very exciting times for the NPFL based on the fact that teams go still there. We go on score plenty goals. Like Swatok, she talked about Nasarawa United with on the score goals.
Yeah.
If you remember very well from the first eight weeks, Seth. Now, them the score goal, and they first get like two away wins in like three matches or four matches.
They just tear our ticket now.
So I'm not surprised they don't bounce back again with this style, but hopefully, Moku Sweda, they go fit sustain them.
All right, now to see whether they will fit sustain them. But one thing with the show, see, let's say they fit sustain within their start in recent times, the Mountain of Fire Miracles Football Club of Lagos. You understand?
You because first match.
You know, because
nobody
I mean,
says Mountain of Fire Miracle Football Club. They say MFM.
Well, Mountain of Fire Miracle Football Club, maybe the name of the club. When them being award them 3 points, 3 goals for that game where you find you Banogri honor, we think say okay, Sarah, nine make. But then they follow that up with a win away from home, 2-0, last match day, the penultimate match day, by the way. Then now, this last match day again, 1-0 against Lobi Stars and beautiful goal where they score. We'll talk about the goal shortly. But then, the winning streak of MFM, I mean, that not the kind revival we need if you get plans at all to finish for the top end of the table. I mean, 3 matches now in the bounce, even though you say one a gift and all of that, but then like play, nobody all the time will you see teams get 3 wins in the bounce for the MPFL.
A season is different from a tournament because for a season you the one look at your fixtures and pray say you could get a spell of not that bad games. Other than the game when they say not be if I even if I remember they would have been they forbid them or at least take points away.
If I remember they're not being
no offense. But the point that they try to make now say MFM they get in a spell when they say their fixtures when they get now games when they say they fit possibly win or get points from.
Really imagine, Lobby Stars, Lobby Small Side.
Lobby Stars for this season. Now they might be Bournemouth now. What is fantastic about Lobby this season? Waiting don't they so mesmerize and be like, waka come out.
Oh,
be like, hey, oh, you boo. So you don't work. You don't work. They need to increase my 2K today. Waiting there's some captivating about this club when we say when we go come, we'll come be like, ah, Lobby star. Ah, see your coach. Ah, see your style of play. No. Style of play, nothing. They just they be construction worker.
Okay.
So if you they play construction worker team, when just they eat quick, just they do the they punch their tally, they go. Nothing extra now. If you want to talk about plays when we say they get style of football, when we say you will be like wonderful, marvelous, something to look about. Now those are choir you go talk now. All those choir we go talk now. Even Rangers when we say now come and go, Kasama football, we go manage them. But Lobby, no. So that's why in no bad say MFM beat them for house. Even if the house when they play, it not be like their house. It be like they be strangers too. Mm. But it was okay for them to take advantage. What I like to see from MFM now, see the MFM of Ile Sokoto when they free flowing or freer flowing football and more goals. Because you can't be at home against a construction Lobby side. Lobby side, they're always a setup to choke your midfield and frustrate your attackers. Then they ever they venture forward. Now, if Lobby begins score you now because say you no do well. So as far as I'm concerned, MFM was supposed to increase their goal tally to at least just over 2.5. Because they're theirs and a Lobby.
This same MFM, then they very, how would they put them? They know too they score for house like that.
Yeah, they don't be high score.
Yeah, so. they always struggle. And remember,
you know, see what they frustrate me when they say carry go there worry was match that time when we say last season and before season end. Now that day I tell myself say worry so you know they go MFM match again. They're not just the more just they look from well feel you can because remember you go call Lagos. Where boys there? They go ginger you. Everything they all right. They'll now wait. They'll come they manage. They'll come score them. For the come manage, come score.
MFM not be the high scoring side. You hardly see them give you 3 goals, 4 goals per match. But for Lobby Stars, we just talk about their coach Kabir Dogo, another experienced manager for inside the NPFL. But I just worry this season. Say it be like he never really get himself. He get very good players. Musa Najere did there. Yeah. Douglas Achieve did there. I even hear say Mufon don't go there too.
Which Mufon?
The same Mufon Udo.
Wonderful.
So you begin to wonder why Lobby Stars struggle. Why then they ninth for table? Why they don't feel they pick points? Because they check their matches now where they don't play. Most of their matches where they don't pick points at home. Yeah. From according to now, they pick points more. So it's a big worry for me for Lobby Stars. And say they lose to MFM, sure, say their season, they really go the way we say they go. Like, make it for go. But in all, I still feel, say, match is still there, yeah, for them to bounce back and maybe finish in the top 5.
May I tell you something? When I see a team like Lobby, they remind me of the way old school, not be old school, like the way the NPFL league used to be about 3-4 seasons ago. Okay. Oh, then they win away. Oh, then they do so. The way they take the setup, now civil servants, no offense to civil servants. Shout out to where people, because I work civil servant, I work for them. Shout out to them, they try. But the point now, say, they're not they excitable. They're not they bring anything extra because already know that for them, they're like, when will they travel? You know, say we'll not go to do like that. Someone will not stress ourselves like that. They're not they shake the chart at all. They're just the mark register because now for us,
they go away.
And now for us, now that they're ready to play the ball.
Okay.
But for away, they're just the you don't mark your tally. Yes, you don't collect your daily 2K. Yes, I don't do my own. Yeah, make could they go? I don't like it. Although if fun go there, go pay me small low because I want exciting football for fun. Not be when be saying the freaking the base now fun they come out there too. It doesn't make.
All right, Lobby Stars never really did very impressive in recent times. 3 losses in their last 5 games. I mean the only wins really that we don't get against Ifeanyi Uba.
No reason why you say MFM no go load them.
How many times they don't win at home for that 5 games?
Not just twice now. The twice we didn't play.
The 3 away we didn't lose. Now the 3 matches we didn't lose. Now we
away games and that one I understand. games, Accra United, Jigawa Golden Stars, and
Jigawa Golden Stars.
Imagine that.
They lose
to imagine that.
So he still, like Abugo always talk, buttress the point what they make.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Oyibo.
Oyibo.
And Abu bring you.
See, I'm sorry. Anytime when you use the word buttress now, you need to like buttress. So if you have to use the word, you have to emphasize. Thank you.
All right. So now, so the matter take B, but MFM. Bless MFM, they give us one pattern. Anytime we they want score, they score beautiful goals. If we take you back to some seasons ago, 2016, 2017 season, when MFM play against, I think, Enugu Rangers for the Agege Stadium here, they won that goal where we make CNN Goal of the Week, Sekiro Olatunbosun, with that fantastic goal. Not just the volley, not just the finish, but the walking from the team. MFM score something similar. Yes, this time around, not volley, but if you see the walking of the goal, you know, where he may come finish for them, fantastic. So maybe MFM, this now, the reason, part of the reasons why we need to get our as many matches as possible on TV, you know, because that Sekiro Olatunbosun goal, how did it take color? It makes so much noise based on, say, then we get broadcasters, official broadcasters, and then it was on TV, and then some beautiful goals. Why they see from highlights, not professional cameras, just highlights and all of that. All these things, now things were supposed to really show the world. You understand? Even as we get people, they get pictures of that Sekiro Olatunbosun goal way back in the day. I see that goal where it may score. Fantastic working to me, but unfortunately, we don't see him on TV.
Well, the truth of the matter be say, for Red Strike, for LMC,
yeah.
Now, one of the things them why they don't always talk, say, see, yes, you could say at least you could show one match per week, or at least two matches, or in fact, if you even show three matches. But see, there are ways to these things. Don't be saying you could just only show us one, two, three matches per weekend. If you put cameras for all the centers,
exactly,
it's that simple. Yeah, you know where matches them day. You know where all these matches them go play them. So just send one camera guy go. If not just to collect the goals,
professional camera.
Exactly. Moku just see the goals. See the name of the game, and I say as you cover this person match, you cover this person match. Yes, we know say the condition never day right for you to fit cover the whole 10 matches. But then, what would they see highlights? See, now you talk about this Ime goal. Nobody see this goal. Except if you go the handle of maybe one
MFM,
of
the MFM. Twitter handle.
And some boys went
to So for me, I feel say, now one of the problems we'll get, and now one of the problems we'll say, one of the clubs for NNL, they face right now, Vandresa.
Yes.
Because they try to one put the league for TV. But because of the mindset of some of these other clubs, you know, they give them that needed push. Say, okay, we go Omok, we won't go cover, go round.
In fact, we are saying Andres, they go with as much as 8 cameras.
Yes, go round, go say they know they allow you bring in camera.
You
understand? Oshin United cut their cable. So it brings me to the point where we say, are they make say, see, every club, if you know, allow make the visiting club may carry camera and enter stadium.
Yeah.
But the fact we say, if the organizers of the league, if they don't, they put TV for everywhere, send cameras to all these places. If you don't send cameras, allow, say, okay, somebody must bring out the video of that match so that at least we will know what it happened and how that match take be for inside that matter. Because, like him or not, will they talk about this
that Ime goal? By the way.
Will they talk about this Ime goal now? Mm. And will they talk, say, okay, see picture quality.
You see,
very poor.
Very poor.
And
I'm sure not going to
surprise if na phone they use capture this stuff.
And not be the sharp phone, and not the kind phone.
The build up for me, the back heel, the that 1-2, the final finish.
MFMs have been playing all this tiki taka,
exactly.
Play pass me, I pass you kind of football. But like at the talk and the point where they try and make me say, see, we don't suppose pass that level where we say all these kind of things go the day hidden to Nigerian fans. Mm. Okay, apart from Accra United Rangers match where you show, and the other match where you show on Sunday, Enyimba match too where we say you show for the CAF Confederation Cup. Waiting again, would they get from the NPFL TV? Nothing. No magazine shows, no highlights.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
I feel say LMC need to do more concerning coverage of the league. They don't sign contract with a Red Strike. Yes, I know say it will take time, but you know hard. Say you get one camera each for each stadium, or at least for where teams and they play at a particular point in time for every match week.
I need it from what they talk, because what they talk not true. You can't even come with the The rhetoric, as you want to talk, say insecurity, they will not fit travel. You know what? Every state has a video photo man. Because every weekend, yes, they do Obito and wedding. And somewhere they carry camera.
So, it's not even hard.
All you need to do now, say.
And these days, we don't get tech guys everywhere.
Yes. Now, so, I want boys, you don't even need to edit the video for us. See, just send out to the uplink. 10K every weekend.
No, if you, you want them budget. To edit, they go edit.
No, that one. No. Just us. Not say in Nigeria, they go tell you, say, we'll not get budget.
Okay.
Just carry all you need to do. The way all these platforms, streaming platforms, they like, you know, say they get their spec. If they all this Netflix, Amazon, whatnot, they go tell you, say, this thing, you need to get a certain HD quality. So if you get so and so kind of camera, and it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be those big Panasonic.
Just small one.
See, just small one. And if they say you they scared, say, if you day where you day, wahala day, they get the body cam on when be say, you know, they obvious. Then they carry people, then they thief your phone. When you go stadium, nobody they fight if they carry something when be like a phone. I don't do coverage for them with athletics. Now, phones are they use usually because if they crazy, you don't use your phone.
Because there's some phones where they give us some kind of crazy qualities these days.
So use your phone. If you get a camera that's handy like that, if you get one person for you in the 36 states of Nigeria, it means that so on your magazine show, for
you don't reach 36.
I just they give her the broadest band. Because even
the states will get representatives for the league,
You don't reach 36.
Because some states even get two, Akwa United and Dakada.
So even me say two for the price of one. If you carry on like that, it means every weekend, even if you want to say money not day. But I got 100K when I don't get views from multiple places.
All right.
We don't exhaust
all of these challenges within the NPFL. But I mean, like, hope go always
that challenges. That will not be challenges.
Yes,
Now structural challenge.
Fantastic TV. You understand? So, but one day, like we talk, we will get them right. Because, I mean, yesterday, news break. Bust everywhere. Tanzania Football League, they get sponsorship, broadcast sponsorship deal worth $92 million. You understand?
Who they stay for Tanzania? Where did
you
say?
4 years. No, they get fantastic team. Simba, they just, okay, all yeah, Simba. Yeah, Kaiser Chiefs just eliminated.
But my point now, say, how many people there for Tanzania?
Well, maybe the smaller the better. You know, Tanzania, who doesn't want to go to Zanzibar for a holiday?
Oh my
you
God.
Understand? So how many places where you go one come for Nigeria for holidays? But no, what we talk about now. Really?
Even if you go to Sisef.
Hopefully we'll get there. We'll get back, you know, to our glory days. Maybe MPFL TV could take us there, or maybe a broadcaster TV could just come say, okay, you know what, we'll put money down for this league. But like we take Tokam, I mean, we see 6 goals for the game between Adamawa United and Warri Wolves. 6 goals.
I think say you won't call bingo to me.
I don't know if you call them
worry. No,
because
all the time.
If I want to talk when I want to talk.
So Adamawa United and Warri Wolves produced 6 goals. And I hope Bonas scored 2 goals for that game, and then other goal scorers. And then nobody only game will give us more goals. We see the game between Plateau United and Wiki Toris, the Northern Derby, we produce 5 goals as well. You know, nobody every time would see. I mean, I remember when Ememudok scored 6 goals, I'd be 6 or 5 goals for inside one. Game for the MPFL, 6 goals for MMA Duke, you know, for inside the MPFL when they play for Dolphins Football Club or Port Harcourt and all of that. So, all these things, to me, it goes on the comeback. That's why United Heartland also give us 4 goals because they will tell you anybody will be punter or maybe with a bet, we'll put it like that. We'll tell you, say, Niger game, Niger league, under 2.5, Niger sure pies, but we'll see over 3.5, over 4.5, say, for some of the games to me.
About 18 goals in all, I think, going by the number of goals, then we'll get for. Match with the 22. Like you talk, maybe the goals don't come back, but then I don't want rush. They talk about it. Say the goals don't truly come back, but because right now, at the time, we say most of these teams they go try to one secure the points in the bag. And if now one goal you get, if now you be home team, you get one goal, you go one secure that one goal.
Yeah.
If now 0-0 you play as an away team, you go
what
one secure.
What did they secure with 0-0?
You secure
the points now, especially for the away team.
Okay, imagine Canopilas now when we say go away. Go play one-one. That one don't still push them. Then they
top the table till Akwa United game.
Then they even drag the table now with Akwa United.
Then they level on points.
Imagine Rangers where we say lose for house.
Yeah.
Then lose for house the penultimate week. Hey, Oyibo.
The
week before the last. Then lose for house. Now, then go away, pick 1 point. That's an added advantage. So sometimes the situation on ground go matter whether goals go yakpa.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. And also, how the team take play if they find go? Why worry Wolves go score three for Adamawa? Because they believe they feel go there go win.
Yes.
Because they don't see teams go there go pick go 3 points.
And no say Adamawa be like the winning boys for this season.
And latestly,
this will not be your evil. There's nothing like latestly.
Latestly, put out for the dictionary. Latestly,
na new word.
Oh joy.
But the truth of the matter be say, Heartland go there go collect 3 points. You understand? So worry Wolves you say they feel go there go collect 3 points.
Yeah.
So, now they score, they equalize. I guess not even worry Wolves, they always take the lead for that match. So, see, now sometimes we say, I no go sit down here talk, say, okay, he go be goals galore for this second stanza. No. Because I know, say, he go still reach 1 point, now 1-1-0 we go to see, like, MFM match. You understand? But yeah. I feel, say, that time go to reach, when we say, teams go to believe, say, okay, if I won't go, like, Jigawa Golden Stars,
yeah.
I feel go there, go collect points. Jigawa Golden Stars, or Adamawa United, I feel go there, go collect point. In fact, some people go the reason say, if I go some clubs themselves, I still feel go that place, go collect points based on how did they used to perform at that point in time, like SC Fan, but when they do well. So I feel say, no be something we say, we feel jump into conclusion and come out here to go talk, say goes go Yakbayanski for this second stanza. No,
but
more just chill.
It's more than before because they already break the records as they go for this season already when it comes to the amount of away goals. It wakes me when we see they get points and the trajectory as everybody like to talk, you see they climb, like the process still they climb.
Yeah.
But one thing I just even observed and say, guy, Castana United and Kano, they're not really fight this time. So you know, say before the match,
you know, say that and give plenty of guidelines.
I said before the match, they don't put guidelines like saying that Resident Evil have been
because the last time the match happened there,
that's the crest,
serious Castella boss,
yeah. That's the crest,
serious as in the team boss enter the main town,
enter town,
not be just fight, stadium.
Yeah.
So now something will be say LMC try to forestall, make it not happen again.
Lord.
I didn't form.
I beg everyone.
By the way, we see that free kick from Rabiu Ali.
I see that free kick.
Yeah, from Rabiu
Ali. Nice placement. Sometimes as a player, your experience will always count for matches.
Muscle memory.
See, one thing when we say I guess digress more.
No.
I've been listening to Gareth Southgate.
Okay.
And then they talk the reason why he drop or he no pick James Maddison.
Yeah.
He said the bros don't stop to they play free kick. Say the man now we don't get responsibility of playing free kick.
James for Prowse.
No, be even Prowse. No, for Leicester City.
Okay, for Leicester.
For Leicester.
Okay.
Now you retell him. Yes.
Yeah,
so he said now one of the reasons why they drop James Maddison might be that because the advantage you'll be saying for Brain for that midfield, you know, get him again.
But James Maddison and James Ward Prowse free kick.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, exactly. James Ward Prowse don't already that man. He didn't get other players. We still feel play free kick. Harry Kane still feel play free kick. So I just want give point based on what in Rabiu Ali do.
Yeah, now, because for that Rabiu Ali free kick, Musa stand and then this other player stand. But when is the time to take the free kick?
Nah,
Musa come out. You understand? This other player come out.
So
Musa gets
us.
I know say be special.
You guys know say that there are players who you say when it comes to the occasion, when the occasion is calling for their for their presence,
yeah.
They always rise, show face. And I wait till Rabiu Ali do. Pick up that ball. You are one goal down. Pick up the ball. Put that free kick inside net, and that gave you 1 point. See, now what did they make you big player? Now what did they make you big star?
Yeah.
That's why they go forever. They adore him for Kano,
not
for the streets of Kano.
He
they call him
Pele.
Because he's always there to give the team the needed boost, the needed advantage. So that's why I talk, say, for games like this, Kano Pillars, Katsina, you go always play on experience. You go always play on waiting. Who be the player? Who will say if he rise up to the occasion when the team is down? And now what you will see for Kano Pillars own. I hope, like Swat Talk, say, in consequent matches, we go get teams where go to score. See, so the truth of the matter be say, football na game of goals.
Yeah, na the goals
if,
bring the excitement.
Exactly, if goals no day, people no go happy.
Asana.
People where they stadium no go too. Their belly no go sweet. Even you when they play home, if you no score goal, you no go get 3 points.
Exactly.
You understand? Now you where we say day away, if you no score, if you get 1 point.
Mm.
But you where they home, if you no score, you no go get 3 points.
Yeah.
So my belief is say this second stanza like Swat Talk, hopefully we will get more goals and we will see more of these goals from match centers from inside MPS.
All right, the good thing we say some games match day 23 will go down very soon, and we'll just run down some of the games to expect for inside the MPFL match day 23. Adamawa United supposed to take on Katsina United, while Kano Pillars then supposed to take on Nasarawa United. Heartland Football Club will play against Plateau United, and now one of the games we go day on the MPFL TV, and Wiki Tories will play against the People's Elephants, Eimba, where they make a return to the league after their continental ouster. And then we get that Kwara United against Rivers United. We get Dakata FC up against FC Fanyuba. Sunshine Stars will play against Mountain of Fire Miracles, and we'll see Warrior Wolves play against Lobi Stars. The other games, another game we could do on TV, Abia Warriors up against Akwa United, and then finally Enugu Rangers and Jigawa Golden Stars. Now the games will make up match day 23 for the NPFL 2020-2021 season. So what would you run down the fixtures, and you could just give us your pick, you know, maybe one or two games where you would pick out for the week?
Oh, I could say the, you know, say Kwara get an outstanding game when we see they make them never say sit down on top of table. So I could look at that Kwara Rivers United, because anything will make Eguma get points off them. Let me say Kwara don't begin officially drop off the title chasing race. That's not something, a game to look out for, very key match there. Another key match too for me as it stands right there, I go say now the one when we say Akwa de Wakago Abia Warriors, because you see this guy that they call him Mama Amakwakabo. In the light, they won't put stick for inside people party where we're. So if not for anything, he already get the home advantage and he already get the momentum when we say he needs to take you stay knock people Akwaku. Not forget, so he already collect points already from Rivers from this last weekend. So that's another key game, because that power must change hands up top. I'm not really interested in Wiki Torres and Eyimba. Although the word from Eyimba boys when we say they hear them, they talk since they come back from intercontinental crashing out.
Yeah.
You know what, we'll be back up top again for continental football for next season. Meaning say the main goal now for Fatasho and the boys, we need to put our foot down and secure the bag into a top first or second position. So I would like to look at that game, make I just see the makeup of IBC they go play now when we say not get intercontinental distraction again. Usually when anybody not get intercontinental distraction again, they become a bit more little, they become a bit more precise, then they waste too much chances. And really, you don't want to be the first team when we say they play after they crash out, because usually 85% of the time they knock you akbaku.
Okay.
So I feel like that's a game that should be a sure win for Eimba as well. Those might be the ones one beside bother with, because you see that Canopilas Nasarawa, I feel like Nasarawa go feel
just to hold you, because one of the games where you actually pick catch my attention at the Kwara United vs United game. Kwara United never beat Rivers United for home since 2018.
I know.
For their own home.
For their own house.
For the last six games where Kwara United and Rivers United, as a matter of fact, Kwara United never pick any win from Rivers United in the last six games where they don't play for inside the NPFL. But then we talk about how much Kwara United don't develop, no. Right now, so maybe now it's time to break that jinx. You know, since 2018, they never get 3 points off Rivers United.
I love say you even bring out that one, Seth, because I was just trying to make it short and sweet. But the truth, now say history is either to be repeated or broken.
Okay.
And like I talk, why I look at these two games, the Kwara and the Akwa United games, now because of the position when they sit down on top of that top table fight. If Kwara managed to win Rivers United, it means they don't put their foot down. Say not be fluke, say that they top of table when first half of the season they end. It means say yes, we'll be contenders. And it means say they don't the equal amount of games played for everybody at least, or top four. Okay, no, they say they short one shot. But at least, even with a game in hand, we still there on top of table. But if they can't, it means say not the same. Are you talking that time when they talk about Kwara, whether they for real or for not? Whether not just a bounce, I've been out with the column. Not just.
Maybe they talk about the manager and the fact they didn't get good academy and
So now
good
get
organization.
Now they get the few rich, because now we're going to know that boys don't mature in time. So now a game like this now be the game changer for the season. You know, say when you go a full season, and there are some games that you know that when this thing happened, now this thing now be the pivotal moment. Thank you. Now be the pivotal moment when we say make this thing change for the good or for the bad.
Okay.
Sometimes now injury of a player. Sometimes now something when we say coach talk, when we say lose guard. Sometimes now the way when we say maybe their boss they scatter. It doesn't matter. I feel like this weekend, now one of the key weekends when we say things when go happen in three different games. Now go make us know who go sit down for top and who go waka go far.
All right, Timmy, one of the games we go date TV, and another interesting one, Heartland against Plateau United. Of course, Plateau United, the last time where they meet, Plateau United beat Heartland 3-0 for the first installment of this game. And that's not the first win with Plateau United being the record against Heartland in like 5 meetings where they've not met before that time. The first win, you know, where they win them 3-0. This time around, Heartland, they host Plateau United, a resurgent Heartland. Heartland, you see, they don't come back. You know, know, they don't come back to form. Right now, they're top seven. Yeah. You understand? They don't come back to form. And of course, Hatlanta, one of the teams we don't show us, they like TV, Seth. They like TV, you understand? So, Hatlanta up against Plateau.
Well, the sweet thing for Hatlanta, see, the man we did there, Kamara, himself understand the league. Plateau United, too, the manager there, Abdul Meikaba. And another person will understand the league, and then they try to one push, maybe Plateau United win something too for the league. But I don't think it's possible again this year for them. But talking about the match, they look their head to head now, and they see Hatland more or less they always at least pick
a point,
3 points.
That 3-0 we didn't win for the first leg this season. Yeah. The first win in the last 5-6 matches.
Yeah, and the last time we said they had two play for. Hatland home, we play two pick points. You guys go back to 2018.
Yeah.
And then they play 1-1 draw. But this Hatland side, this season, they don't show, the fit pick points against the big boys. For me, I feel, they get the advantage of the fact, they get Kamara as their coach. That's Fidelis Ilechukwu.
Yeah.
Another experienced man for inside the league. And also, for Plateau United, they get experienced manager. But it can't come down to who wants the match more and who ready to score goals. Because in the end, now goals where you score, now I ain't going to give you 3 points, like I always talk. Plateau United, if you go there now, say they no score goal, they go pick 1 point. But I know 1 point don't go satisfy Ilechukwu boy. So I feel that another game will be it will be, you supposed to be cracker if Plateau United come out to play, because Plateau United itself get some fine players, we say, then get for their squad. But about all this, I feel the man we say we got to watch out for inside this game. Samuel Noshiri, the man we say they score goals for Hatland Football Club.
Boy.
Yeah, and for Plateau United, Ibrahim Mustafa, I don't know if you know him, another fine player. He don't play for several clubs for inside the club. Hopefully, Ingo get goals for them this match. Another player, Amos Gyan. I don't know if you know Amos Gyan.
Yeah,
another Joss boy. Yeah, so he sets well for say this match. If he gets plenty goals, if he gets many goals, but at a few say Hatland because of saying at them day house and because play two never be good travelers. Then Hatland supposed to pick all the 3 points.
The last time we Hatland match there on TV, no be good advert for Ikechukwu Ezenwa.
Yeah.
Because he make a very terrible blunder. We make a lot of people say, "Omo, guy, this is Super Eagles way, they call you Alpha." This time around, okay, for the recent list, well, teams who could play against Cameroon, Ikechukwu Ezenwa, not that team.
Yeah.
But another opportunity for him to probably salvage something, just show gonna trust him, Baba, check out.
He can get the opportunity, but I think the opportunity will come for September because right now, he know if he do anything again for the squad they don't release.
No, but I think they instituted that provisional squad
July. No, July, they never release themselves.
July, they even named 31 team.
Now, the one for Austria,
I wouldn't trim from. Not true.
If he wants to showcase himself right now for the September's. Or maybe, yes, like you talk, July friendly for US where they go play against Mexico.
Yeah.
For Ikechukwu Ezenwa, I don't think he need to prove anything again to coach Kenan Raw.
Okay.
I don't think so because like, player will say they don't see overtime. So right now, what they go just they need? Now just, is he in form?
Yeah, consistent.
Yeah, sharing their form. Okay. Now what they just want to see? So he don't get anything to prove to Nigerians. We don't see him keep severally for the Super Eagles. We don't see him keep for Atlanta. And we know what team he brings. So this one will be tested again.
All right.
Now just whether in their form.
Yeah.
Now this game, where we say go to TV, now good chance for him to still show the world. Say, hey, he dropped me for this game against Cameroon. But fine. Now show now what team I go miss. Shine. Ginger your boys. Now you be one of the oldest players for
the league.
Squad.
Yeah.
So if you feed ginger your boys then to collect 3 points and keep clean sheet, because one of the problems is saying they even get clean sheets. So if you get clean sheets, then that one go and it makes sense. Because what's why they always talk about goalkeepers now say, see, goalkeepers not be just about say you get clean sheets. How many saves you make?
Will you make for the game?
How were you able? How you take day reach to make sure say your team day in the game? You save your team 3 points, you save your team 1 point. Now what's thing I wanted to see from goalkeepers be that? Because in the end, clean sheet should be attributed to both the defense. And the goalkeeper.
Yes.
All right, Shapali, you will drop.
But shout out to Ezenwa. I always liked him.
23. So you always like fine boys.
March
day 23.
But I just say he has.
March day 23, they go down. So Mok just move away from that. So why they come to you immediately? Because
liar.
As predicted, guys, Mok calm down. As predicted, Eyimba don't come out. I mean, we talk about even before match, the first installment of the quarterfinal against the Pyramids. I'm even said some of us don't even give them the chance to play for this stage of the competition. But they don't come out finally after they go lose 4-1 away from home. And then they can't concede. I mean, early minute goal for the second leg, it end 1-1, so aggregate 5-2. Imba don't come out from the CAF Confederations Cup. So, now you be Imba management right now. We think Bifatayo show fit with that team.
And I think if it they tie to how quickly the feet bounce back to top of the table. That now be why be say I talk say this is their game against Wiki Torres now something
their,
to look
their
out
fate
for.
Their fate is how quickly they can get a new coach where they go fit pick.
So you mean say go let them still continue to.
Here's the thing. You no go cut your nose to spite your face. If you be say the words when they come out from inside.
You no go cut your nose.
Wise woman. Wise woman.
Thank you. Thank
words
you.
Of wisdom.
Thank you. Yeah.
You
don't
go cut your nose.
So what in the inside this week?
Zebra.
It's spiritual, my brother.
Zebra.
Anytime I wear skirt, forget it.
Zebra crossing.
Like, I'm not idiot.
Show them the skirt.
I'll throw my leg off. I don't remember. I won't throw my leg off.
Free film.
Shege.
Free cinema. If you throw your leg up.
Oh, that's what they talk about this man.
If they make me, they lose focus. They need to do change your style for this our share. I will sit down near you next. But the point I say, the word and the body language from players when they come out, when they crash out, you they see what they talk about from their status, their social media, their whatnot, and then the official is when they say they release. Now say, you know what, our focus now is getting back to the top, so we can come back to Continental, so we can use the lessons in quotes that we have learned, we can implement it. Wait now, I know say if you be party line, but if that's what the general language is, and then when you look at the individual players go always one way or the other, especially now in the day of social media age, they go vomit what they don't talk to them about for dressing room, whether not by the attitude or by what they see. And if more than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they talk say, oh boy, the work now make we get back onto Continent when season end. So you already know say, if they are about this is the goal. Nobody is going to be scattering the goal by bringing another manager. Because another manager means to start from scratch. You are not going to start when we say game already enter halfway plus inside season. So I feel like now to keep faith with Osho, now be the plan, and then try and get to top four. So I won't see how their game will be really this weekend and the subsequent next 3-4 weekends match fixtures. If it be say their spirit bounce, they can't do it. Because if you look them for table, they're day number 10 now. They get how many games? Almost 4 games in hand. And that's just 10 points when separate them from top table.
And that 4, potentially they are one, all of them will take them to the top of the table.
It's still possible. So you can see why B say they go fit talk that one. But the problem that say, even when I get to top, what will I go do to take 3 corner and get back to Intercontinental? Because it can't be the same old thing. Merry-go-round. You get to the top, you beat everybody for Nigeria, you go to Continental, you crash out again, and then you come again. It's like I don't MMMOS. So I'm not going to like see an MMM kind of package from Enyimba now. I would like see him better.
All right. Unfortunately, that not the story of Nigerian football clubs. None of them get to the semi-final stage of the competition. You see, they bring the question, say, Shea, Niger, now still giant when it comes to football for Africa. Remember the last time? My dear, some people see they argue, say, Nigeria, giant of Africa, one of those things and all of that. Teams like Al Ahly, did they qualify for their 19th consecutive semi-final, or 17th time, rather, not consecutively. You understand?
No, but they don't consecutively for the past 7 years.
Did it go back to back? And then with the guest South African teams also, will they make them at least to the semi-final of the competition? Kaizer Chiefs, unfortunately for Mamelodi Sundowns, they are before Oga will be so much money. He bring Al Ahly, can knock them out. But nobody those teams will be concentrated. Will be concentrated for Nigerian teams, Imba out of the CAF Confederations Cup. We go again next season. 4 teams represent Nigeria this season. 2 of them don't even reach the knockout stages. In fact, 3 of them don't reach group stages. Eyimba drop from Champions League to complete group stages for the CAF Confederations Cup. So we'll go leave Eyimba sharply. We're not going to leave Eyimba. We're going to talk about Eyimba because Samson Obi don't move. Just barely 2 weeks after Ndifreke move. Barely 2 weeks where Ndifreke leave Accra United. Samson Obi don't move. But then when they say the money, now around the region of 100 million naira.
Yeah, well, now African club being moved through.
Yeah,
Al Nassr Benghazi. Exactly. So, no be Nobody you say he moved to Obodo Europe.
Mm.
But I believe say maybe Enyimba will still get some cuts for the deal if he go move outside of Al Nassr club of Benghazi.
Mm.
But the truth of the matter be say, some of all these deals where they happen for these Nigerian players, you begin to wonder, say, why now?
Mm, exactly.
Why when we say they're still the continent?
Yeah.
Because he moved this move before they played their second leg match.
Mm.
That's the truth.
Now, that you bring me back to that question why I've been asked some weeks ago about the attractiveness
of the league.
Of the league.
See, the point
of
the NPFL. The point be saying,
is still attractive?
Now, the truth of the matter be saying, you know, if you stop players from moving, especially if they see better Kogri, if they see better Okuba, where they come their way, that one is no doubt. But now, the fault of the administrators is enough to keep their own players, because normally players are supposed to get contract. You get one time you say LMC with the hammer, say, at least the players must have 2 years or 1 year contract signed.
Yeah.
You understand? Because what do you mean they worry about now? Say now during your season, like when
like
your season
peak.
Or when your season see they go on, we get like
now
2-3 weeks break.
Yeah.
This guy no move.
Yeah.
Now second stanza don't start. They don't play 2 matches or 3 matches going into the third match now for second stanza. Now that time you can't work out. It don't make any sense. Because for me, I believe say yes, anybody get deep squad, then get strength, then get depth in squad. But the fact still remains, say, if they let one of your bestest player, because now player I don't watch before, him, now one of anybody, apart from Anayo Iwala, now him be another player, then maybe Austin Oladapo.
Yeah.
Now him be the other player, we say you guys give credit to once you mention players, they rise up to the occasion for them. So I wonder why, or I wait, are there reason waiting for the rationale? Ah.
Behind letting the young man go. He reached to speak English.
You understand? I don't understand why you're going to sell your players at this point in season. When we say you need points to go back to the top of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
because
they get
deep. They get deep squad now.
Yeah, they get deep squad. But then this one are your bestest of bestest players.
Mm.
You understand? And for me, I feel say sometimes this club player ownership, nobody real picture. I suspect say now agents go don't push for this one. Because most times in Nigeria, what did it happen for Brazil? Where we say third party, they always get part owners or be part owners for the player, right? Now, what did it happen for Nigeria? Most of the time.
That's
why most of these guys, they go middle of the season or they go even leave the club before league starts. And they don't register them, say they go play this season for the club where they don't register them for. So, for me, it's a big worry. Fantastic move for Ram. Yes, Ingo go shine there. If he move abroad from Libya. But the truth of the matter be say, how long will we continue to do all these things?
Yeah.
Middle of the season, now one of our best legs from inside Enyimba, they move come out. And they even move come out when they prepare for the match against Pyramids for the second leg.
Yeah.
So now that one be my own worry. Not be say I don't want to make the guy move. He good say he move. But why move now? Why you not wait till end of season? Or wait till maybe when Enyimba no fit win title again and all the rest and all those things, you can't move, go abroad, or move, go Libya. For me, it's that's something we say it calls for serious worry.
In perspective, especially for a lot of persons who are never they too familiar with NPFL, Nigerian Professional Football League, and they just watch the content, it's just like saying if Ronaldo leaves Juventus, when they never come up for Champions League, middle of the season, say like February, March,
when they want to play that second leg against Porto.
Thank you.
Now you can't run.
They can't announce say Ronaldo don't move from Manchester United. Sporting Lisbon. It doesn't make sense now. Wrong now. Like you talk, that's something when we say now loophole, and they get to fix them. And look, the template of IBC they take get a hold of things like this for places like Portugal, because Portugal was like Brazil when we say agents, they also they get cut from players as well. They get part ownership as well. But Portugal don't manage to at least stem the tide. So maybe we need to start looking into those kind of places, because honestly speaking, the football problem, now the same thing when happen for you, it happen for everywhere. Now just say some other places not begin, they solve some of the problems. So
then they control.
They control and they regulate.
Yeah,
so
regulation.
You know what? Take example from waiting, let's say Netherlands do for regulation. Waiting Netherlands do for regulation. Like now, the one that they do for like our under 15s now, I like them. If you say you see all those academy this thing, I was sitting down with this ogre for Miss Place, was that yesterday? Emmanuel Aduku.
Miss Palace,
yeah. Miss Palace Academy for inside from Jos. Very fantastic academy. But you see what they do? They need to do with nap tip. If they won't carry boys when we say all those 12-year-olds, when we say all those German clubs they like and whatnot, they go meet all these nap tip, all those anti-graft, all those when we say, you know, if they do try trafficking, they must make sure, say, one mama or papa or
sign
relative,
off.
They sign up, they work up with the picking, they go check, reach the bag. Before, it didn't used to be like that. I used to work in all those this now agencies for child abuse and child trafficking now.
Was she?
As at 10 years ago, you're just in there, just pick anybody, they don't work out. pick it. Most of the people when we say when they pick Waka, none of them blow. We don't know where they're day. We don't know.
And we don't know whether they even play football.
Exactly. So the point is, if you be say we don't they put loopholes, we don't they block that one, which is fantastic. This is something that can be done. And I sure say if we put eye on them, we can do it. Good luck, Samson.
Yeah,
100 million
luck,
is good
luck to Samson.
It's just for, the timing for that me, is crazy.
For me, now, for as a player, fantastic move for him. A good team move. But for the club, for the league, for the policies of the league, and for everything we involve the NPFL, not be a good move at all.
Not be good move.
Of course, I mean, the attractiveness of the league. Like, say these players, they move to, say, maybe Turkey or Belgium and all of that. It go even better. They move go Libya. You know, if you give them deal for Sudan, they will go and all of that. The attractiveness of the NPFL, is it attractive to the players when they play for the NPFL? Now the question we'll go ask. All right, before we draw the curtain today on today's edition of NPFL Tata 4, we'll talk about our star boys for the week. And of course, we picked two today. But if you ask me, I go concentrate on one. The Plateau United defender, where they score more goals than even midfielders and attackers. But we just picked two of them today. One Anaya Ogbonna, where they play for Adamawa United. By the way, Adamawa Ogbonna, in first set of goals for the 2020-2021 season. And of course, he announced in goal scoring with a brace today for this last match day for them. And then, of course, we get Mohamed Zilkifi, the right back of Plateau United. We scored two goals also for their 4-1 win against Victory. So fantastic. Two players make our star boy this week. So I don't understand why they say,
I just was hoping. This is my problem too, since we talk about challenge. You know, so to me, it's not my favorite part from the show. Because now, yeah, you feel just the look, man, you know, they complain too much. You just look everything okay. But not Pishaw. Mohamed, no get Pishaw.
See, I'm funny enough, Mohamed now one of the leading scorers for this season
and
with 8 goals.
No, let me say you get picture. You know, you never find
one. No,
you
never find. No, I check. When they send in message, we go talk
about
Mohamed.
Now, I don't see picture.
No.
Black fine, but.
No. But credit to anybody where they call Anayona. I believe I say the spirit of Anayona is moving.
You know, they move around.
Like.
When it rains, it pours.
How they tell you. But today, so, I like that we use two people because it was such an amazing game week last weekend.
Okay.
And too many people won't be top contenders. Actually, but good one for Anayo. I hope staying consistent because if it take you this long to score, sometimes and when church done they close, now they say pass or the division pass. So as well, those moments have been work all everybody with division. But you know what? Good for him. But the one when they say shock me pass now Mohamed, because most times you expect say now people like Jesse, now they say supposed to be the guys when go they shine.
But the thing about Mohamed is like in don't they get a culture of scoring two goals in a game. For the last three games, we don't score goals. Now, two. I don't score. Two goals back. So, and for a wing back or a defender, per se, where they play as a wing back.
Yeah.
I mean, quite impressive for Mohamed.
Well, now very impressive team for him, especially right now, we'll be saying don't get back in, more or less. Now,
in mojo.
Not be saying get back in mojo. You know, get mojo before. My first season for NPFL.
My first season,
but I know now, but.
So if they talk mojo, like say don't do that before for NPFL. No. Mm. But the truth of the matter, we say for Mohamed Zulkifli, you feel say, now just time. Okay. Him not be striker.
Yeah.
First off, Moku, because I think one of their highest goal scorer now.
And then first time we even see anything about Anna for the under 20
World
Cup. What?
Even their striker, when we say more or less, Naimi the recognized first way they score for them now. Idris, the name or something for Adamawa United. So for him now, it's just a run of form, like when we say good patch. We be saying don't
Mohamed
get right
for
now.
Plateau United.
Yeah. So if at this point. In the score goal, now fantastic one for Ram. But me, I want to see more of that from him, scoring goals, helping the team get as many points as they can get. But based on saying score two goals,
to me,
now that
you know the thing, for a defender and back to back, Indram against MFM,
Drum
against was it Wiki or who? They don't drum against this worry. I mean, three games, two goals,
definitely.
You guys
give him a star man, but me, I would like to see more of him.
Excuse me, if they try, if they
and
multi-pass.
also, in two goals now, in the last, in like
match,
recent matches,
yes, match now, So meaning since March, it has got two goals. When it rains, it pours. Right. All right, thank you very much. That's now where we will draw the curtains on today's edition of MPFL Tatafo. Yes, our Dino Swo and Timmy on behalf of the Republicans. Now we don't carry this one. Consama you today. Make sure say you they stream or you they watch all of our podcasts on top YouTube and Spotify and every of course platform will be on top. And when you enter our YouTube channel, make it don't forget to click the subscribe button. Turn on the notification so that anytime we drop video as it is hot, you will be among the first people to get them. Join us again anytime we'll drop our video. This na MPFL Tatafo. Thank you.